mind you, it's fairly easy to do. If, you know, if you do your job, which hopefully I did on that, you really need someone as good a diver as Richard Pyle.
Yes.
On the other end of things.
That's true.
To allow you to do your job.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, because of course any anyone in that situation can panic and just think,
I'm going to go up.
Yeah, and I don't know, how far out, where was your nearest chamber?
Well, there's
the decompression chamber from there. Or did you have one on the boat?
No.
Right.
That was one of the big questions before that shoot, because we knew we were going to do all this diving.
Yeah.
Nearest decompression chamber 2 days away.
Right, okay, so it's not an option, no.
And I emailed all the guys, because I've got an in-water recompression set up, all right? And I emailed all the guys, the principal deep divers, beforehand and said, look, what do you want, evacuation to a chamber or in-water recompression? And every one of them said in-water recompression.
Okay.
I was pleased they did, because you think... You can get a boat back in the water in 15 minutes, even 6 hours to a chamber. Wow. What sort of state is he going to be in?
Well, I mean, bearing in mind the situation we're talking about, 2.5 hours of recompression, you know, you just fizz up and
he'd
be probably dead. I don't know.
Yeah.
But even
if you've got someone who got a bend at 35 metres, we're going to put them back in the water.